This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier is about to enter your ears thanks to Student Flights. For the hottest deals and expert advice, head into your local Student Flights store or call 131 669 now.
Hey, podcasters. G'day.
Is that how you talk after a weekend of the Goldie?
Yeah. Come G'day. And check me neck tattoo. I'm rocking.
We had such a fun show today.
It's all
so
happening.
Many adventures happened on the weekend. GD, you had an interesting one for the germaphobe that you are.
Well, I don't reckon it's just me alone. If you've got a sign at the front, I think, of a theme park that says, please wash your bum before you swim. You don't have to be a germaphobe to be freaked the hell out by that.
Yeah, plus I had an absolute wife fail this weekend booking an Airbnb. I regret everything.
It was very cute, though.
Such a gallant attempt.
Oh,
I felt bad for you, but wonderful.
Country cottage.
The strawberry crisis, what have you found in your food? Massive black eyed peas announcement. Heaps on today. Have a great podcast, everybody.
And if you've got a weak stomach, maybe fast forward a bit about what did you find in your food, because there was a bit of vom for me in my mouth just listening to those calls.
Mm. Oh, the mouse that was on.
Mouse inside a chook. That should be extra points for that.
It's like a meducan, whatever it is. Thank you all.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, 2 minutes past six for a Monday. Ash London's here with us. Morning, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning. We've all had huge weekends. There's been some family trips and holidays. Grant, you've been away. I've been away. Ed, you didn't go anywhere.
No.
Stayed home with the family.
Yeah, but my son has, over the weekend, turned from a baby into a toddler. So
what sort of progression has he made?
Tantrums.
Oh.
Yeah, tantrums. He's suddenly found his tantrum voice.
And let me guess, Tiff is the kind of mama who's...
Leave him.
Yeah, okay. And you want to...
Pick him up.
Yeah.
Pick him up and cuddle him. Give him a treat.
Is he saying dad yet?
Yeah, he says...
Does he?
Dad, dad, dad. And he points at me and goes, dad, dad, dad. And I said, yay. And I give him a cuddle. Then he pointed at me again and went, mum, mum, mum.
Wow. No system.
No, there's no rhyme or reason to it. But he's learnt to... Anyway, Sorry, everyone. I've slipped into bore everyone to tears with short stories about your baby mode.
It's better you than me talking about my dog. I think people would prefer to hear about Arnie.
That's so interesting because I love you dearly, but I never want to hear about anyone's dog ever, like ever. And I,
it's a blanket rule.
Oh, yeah, God, yeah. Because, you know, like...
What about Princess Popping Pop? What's your dog called?
What's the only thing I want to happen to Princess Popping Popcorn?
Is to get another attack by Scout. No. Is that what you mean?
Oh, so tell Aslan what your daughter did to the dog.
Well, first she bit the dog, not the other way around. And then she got a push pop and then put it in her mouth and then put it in her own mouth and then put it up the dog's bottom and then in her mouth. Double dip the dog with a push pop.
Oh, God.
Now, that's a dog story I can get involved in.
Now she drags a bum along the ground. That's Scout I'm talking about.
Heaps on today. Update on this dig around the house in Bayview. It was all about the Teacher's Pet podcast/cold case. Strawberries, they're going to kill us all. The fee, we've got a huge announce in terms of a massive trip/concert/experience that you can be a part of. That's coming up.
And you get to see one of the biggest bands that we grew up with and still making hits now.
Absolutely right. Hey, if you were at one of the games on the weekend, the great games, if you're at the Rabbitohs game, huge, what a match, 1 point both games. 13-10-60. Everyone we speak to today is going to get themselves a free gold class at Event Cinemas double pass.
Oof.
So I just want to know what it was like to be there, because on TV it was absolutely fantastic, massive games over the weekend, and now some more fallout from the various Skype/Mad Monday scandals, which is a lot of fun.
Is anyone surprised? Every year at this time we all read the news, roll our eyes and go, once again, no one's learning any lessons. Now, I don't know what it's like, because you know how in the footy guys, umpires aren't allowed to have teams, right? Refs
Correct.
Can't have teams. Is it the same with newsreaders? Do newsreaders have, can they be biased towards a team?
Well, they don't think they have to be impartial, but Goggs, our intrepid newsreader, is very much caught because your NRL team is officially...
Hello, the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
But you're also the...
Ground announcer for the Eels.
Really?
Yes.
What happens when the Bulldogs play there at Eel Stadium?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's tough, all right? It's really tough, but you push through it.
Dropping F-bombs into the microphone.
Now, great weekend of games.
Oh, sensational footy.
Yeah, a really good game. So Sharks got the Panthers by a point. Rabbitohs, same over the Dragons.
Yeah, it was incredible. Yeah, so 21-20 for Sharks v Panthers, 13-12 for South v Dragons. Adam Reynolds in the final couple of minutes. The scoreline changed there a number of times. He kicked three field goals.
That was amazing. Jeez.
Unbelievable. So it was incredible effort for Souths to get over the line there.
So that was a really, that's an arm wrestle. It's a great game. Mm. Really good fun. Now let's get to the other stuff. Where are we at? Now let's start with the Burgess one, because the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Yeah.
Let me get this straight. This is a game I like to play with NRL scandals called Let Me Get This Straight.
Okay.
So let me get this straight. A 23-year-old fan wanted to engage in some, quote, funny chat with at least one South Sydney Rabbitohs player via Facebook.
Correct.
We've now found out that Facebook account was owned by Sam Burgess, but possibly he wasn't part of it.
Correct.
And how is that possible, Gogs? What do they mean by someone taking his phone?
Well, look, so what's happened is during that funny group chat that then turned lewd was that somebody has exposed their genitals and someone's also exposed their backside. So there's no... There's no one is saying that it was Sam Burgess that's done this. What they're saying is that it has come from his social media account. So it's come from his Facebook group or his Facebook account.
Now, you can't see their faces. I understand you that you can't see the faces of the people who've exposed their genitals. Is that right, Gold?
No, you can't. But you know what I found very interesting? You can actually see the watch of somebody. So if you...
I've actually spoken to Redfern Police, and they said that they're going to have to do a lineup. A genitals lineup. And you come in.
Can't they just get the people, the commentators, they can tell who those players are.
From their genitals.
From their genitals. they wear clothes, mate. I haven't watched the footy in a while.
All right, Rabs Warren, come in. Well, strike me down, fat man. It's got to be that man.
They can tell who the guys are so quickly. Surely we can get a couple of the commentators in and they'll be like, yeah.
Oh, I know that muscle mass. Yeah,
exactly. That's where I was going with that. I wasn't trying to be lewd.
So is this one of those great things where you've left your computer open and your Facebook page and then your friends have gone, this is a great chance to now change my status? Well, is it just that next level?
You sound like Burgess's lawyer, mate. That's
what you're saying. Very good.
All right,
well,
Gogsy.
Well, speaking of genitals. Hello.
Segue I can get around.
Really is a segue. Mad Monday drama is still for the Doggies. That is dragging on. Look, you know how when it first came out and everyone was like, oh, look, maybe it's a little bit rough, the penalty that they've been given. Yeah. But apparently there is some CCTV footage out there that shows genitals in drinking glasses.
Genitals in the drinking glasses.
Oh, really?
Yes, as they paraded around nude at the Harbour View Hotel. So,
Marsh out, guys. Would anybody like a vodka lime and scrotum?
Thank you, Gogsy.
Now, I am, as you know, sorry to interrupt, on a budget. My husband put me on a very strict budget. Mm. And I'm also technically just filling in on this show. So I'm speaking on the show today.
All right, you get a double pass.
Yeah! he's going to be so happy when I get home with two free tickets to the movies.
Congratulations, London. You're our first winner.
Thank you very much.
So the game is on 131060. What have you faked to either to get a job or even on the job? You know, Grant Denny, can you do that? Oh, yeah, I can do that. We've all done it. Faked things in order to maybe make your CV sound better, to get the job that maybe you weren't 100% qualified for.
Are you insinuating once again on radio, Ed Cavalier, that Grant Denyer was a fake weatherman?
Grant Denyer's a fake weatherman.
Oh,
and this came to light because there was a bloke from America. Now, have a listen to this guy.
This is about as nasty as it's been. We had some bands like this last night.
All right.
And the eyeball this morning, we were not.
So we pull that down. So he's claiming to be in dramatic hurricane winds. So he's leaning forward. It's up on our Instagram, and he's sort of struggling. Grant Denyer,
Leaning in the wind, trying to hang on to whatever he can, so it doesn't get blown across the road. Now this guy's a veteran too. Like he's a Weather Channel legend. Two blokes behind him just casually walk behind, standing perfectly upright, with pretty much a beer in their hand as they wander across the road.
And they're in shorts. Guys are in shorts filming the storm. So he's been busted faking it. Now he's in a lot of trouble. So 131060, what have you faked for work?
You'd have a couple of stories, wouldn't you, Denya?
Yes, mate, how dare you? I was there for the two biggest cyclones that ever crossed the continent of Australia. Larry in 2006 and Yazzie in 2011. That's nearly 300-kilometre-an-hour winds, mate.
Ooh, so were you putting up a green screen in the studio?
No,
just faking it?
I was an adventurist, mate. I was an adventure reporter. So what we would do...
Stay there. Get... No, hang on.
Okay.
I've got a couple of great stories.
Him now.
He says he's got a couple of great stories. Well, we've only got time for half of one average story.
I got this, guys.
So,
I got this.
131060, what have you faked for work? On 131060, when have you faked it? At work, a weatherman in the States has been caught pretending that the hurricane's blowing him over and there's two blokes walking past in shorts.
Yep.
Now, Grant Denyer, this made me think of you as Australia's premier fake weatherman for 10 years. You were faking it every single day.
Never did. Always last man standing, last person to stop rolling, mate, when the action was happening.
So
I'm talking Category 5, the biggest category you can get in weather systems. 300k an hour winds. We're there in Yazzie, right? And what would happen is you'd be there with other reporters, and it was always a battle to who could do the most wild piece to camera as the winds are getting stronger and stronger. So the trees are blowing, I'll do a piece to camera, then Nine will do a piece to camera, then the signs are shaking. All right, so then I'll do one, then they'll do one. And then I realized this is not going to stop till someone dies. And we were out in the middle of the road, and I remember this sign came past and nearly, look, took someone's head off as we were doing a piece to camera.
That would have been great.
So we had to make an agreement. All right, let's all do no more. And then they decided they'd pack up and get out of town. And we were like, nah, we're staying.
Yeah.
We found a shop front, and we had a bank vault underneath it. And we stayed in there and we huddled in there as the hurricane and the cyclone just went straight overhead. And it was, the noise was incredible. And when we're doing pieces to camera, you have to tether yourselves together. So because I'm so light, I would easily just blow away in these weather conditions. So yeah. I'd tie myself around with the mic cord to the cameraman. So at least we're a collective that if we went together.
Oh, that's what I want to see on Sunrise. And there goes Grant over the Pacific. If he lands in Fiji, someone catch him.
I remember I was trying to prove how my weatherman credentials were in the Brisbane floods, and you got to try and find the deepest possible bit of water to stand in. That's the weather reporter's role.
Right.
I remember
if
standing,
you're a fake weatherman, yeah.
If you're a fake weatherman.
If you're a real one, you know the facts
exactly.
And you'll get it for the broadcast.
Standing in water up to underneath my armpits, and this local council guy comes past and he goes, hey, mate, you better get out of there. I said, no, mate, I'm just about to do a live cross in this puddle. He goes, that's not a puddle. That's 90% sewerage.
No. Fake.
It's true.
That's
wonderful.
Rebecca in Penrith. On 131060, what did you fake for a gig?
Hey, guys. So I kind of faked an accent so that a guy could buy me a drink.
Okay.
I got my drink, but I was pretty drunk, so I feel like my Irish accent wasn't that great.
Let's hear it, Rebecca. You're from Ireland. Oh, wow, Rebecca from Galway.
I literally have no idea what I did.
No,
I
Rebecca.
Just,
no,
this is good.
No, Rebecca.
Rebecca,
this is for Gold Class. Oh, my God. So you're from Galway. That's so interesting. What's it like there?
Oh, yes. I think that's Swedish.
Sounded a bit Indian to me.
You know what, Rebecca? I might buy someone else a drink if that's cool.
She can still get the Gold Class.
Yeah, all right, Gold Class tickets for you. Well played, Rebecca, for faking the fact that you faked an accent. Well played.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
Are you ready?
The feed.
On Friday, everybody was losing their minds about Justin Bieber apparently marrying Hayley Baldwin. We saw them going to get the certificate-y thing. Well, obviously, they're married now.
Mm.
Hayley has squashed the rumors.
Oh.
She tweeted, I understand where the speculation is coming from, but I'm not married yet. Ooh, so they are definitely getting married. And I think this has something to do with the fact that, you know, the Biebs has found Jesus again.
Yes.
Who knows whether they are, how you say?
Don't say having carnal relations.
I don't know.
Oh, they wouldn't.
He's saving himself.
I think he's re-virginized maybe.
Yeah.
So they're doing it right. So
that's right. He's hooked up with Hillsong, isn't he? He even comes out and does stuff here at Hillsong Australia.
Speaking of Hillsong, and what a delightful segue, our Prime Minister, ScoMo, has been caught up in a bit of attention as far as his newfound love and connection with Fat Man Scoop. So this happened last week where he tweeted a little animated GIF of Question Time. And someone had done an edit of all of the people putting their hands up in the air to this amazing track.
I never knew there was love.
And everyone's putting their hands up with the $50 bills and the $20 bills. And then the people were like, ScoMo, have you listened to the lyrics of this song? And then ScoMo was like, it's okay, guys.
Oh, look, there was a bit of fun, but it's quite clear that that's not a song that's on my playlist, and I think I might stick to my regular playlist.
Now, I know that, because, of course, Fat Man Scoop coming out for R&B Fridays Live, and I can announce this exclusively, that Fat Man Scoop is going to be doing a duet. It's Fat Man Scoop and Fat Man ScoMo. They're on together.
That's very good. Well, he invited him. Fat Man Scoop was on a flight to London, got a bit of Wi-Fi, and thought, oh, my God, the relevancy. I can't believe it.
Here I am.
So he's gone to people. It's a party song. It's a no negativity. Mm. Then he says, I have to be apolitical, but Scott Morrison, MP, I'm officially inviting you to R&B Fry. I mean, he didn't ask us whether he could invite. I don't know if he's got enough guest passes.
No.
And then ScoMo said, yeah, I'm definitely keen for R&B Fridays. So who knows? We might have a very, very important person
there. He probably won't be Prime Minister by then, so he'll just be a private, private citizen.
Come along and get on the Savvy Bees.
That's your feed.
Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
People at home can't see it. We are fist pumping. It's like our own DEFCON right here.
It really gets the crowd going, that one. It is Alpha Bucks Kids. Grant, Daniel, who have you got for us?
We got Hannah from St. Clair's with us. She's ready to play today. FM's Alpha Bucks. How are you today, Hannah?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we are so good. You are 11, and what kind of sport are you into?
Karate.
Yeah, man.
Sick.
What belt are you?
I'm green belt currently going into, I think it's either blue or purple.
Oh, best of luck.
Good on you, Hannah.
Let's treat these questions now as just some wooden boards, and we'll smash right through them, all right? You got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with a letter A today. A for ape. You got it?
Yeah.
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, that's okay. Just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Hannah, your letter is A. Best of luck. Here we go. Name a fruit.
Apple.
A boy's name.
Aaron.
A sport.
Pass.
A season of the year.
April.
Something you wear in the kitchen cooking.
Apron.
A Disney character.
Pass.
A mode of transport.
Pass.
That's all right. We've got a few there. That's $300, Hannah. Well done.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah, well played. More.
Our pleasure, Hannah. Have a great day. Thanks for playing Alpha Bucks.
Thank you.
Good on you.
Are you allowed to bejewel? You would know this, Ed, because Tiff's got taekwondo, kind of the same but different. Can you put, like, bejeweling on your belt or make it your own, or do you have to keep it as is?
Bejazzling.
It's not certified then, surely.
Is it?
Yeah.
I would want some decoration.
No, I don't think you're allowed to bejewel it. Mm. And you can't just rock up with like an electrical cord, like a black one, and go, yeah, I've made
black.
It either. No, you can't do that.
Okay.
You have to earn. changing tack, and speaking of music, DEFCON 1 is the name of the festival that has taken place, and very sadly, two deaths overnight of people that went along to what is known as a hardcore Sydney Music Festival. Now, people are wondering, DEFCON Music Festival sort of says trance music. What is that? This is a sample of one of the acts.
It gets you into a trance. You think about it. It's trance music.
Right. So, already two deaths. Follow, there's other deaths at the festival. Two other deaths at this particular festival in the past 5 years.
Now, this is such a point of contention around Australia. Two really separate trains of thought here. Mm. Like the Premier, she says, shut the festivals down. I don't want people taking the drugs. If we shut them down, people won't have the opportunity. And there is another train of thought, which is kids are always going to do this. Let's create a way for people to do it safely with things like pill testing. And on the phone right now, we've got Gino Van Vumbuka, who is the president and co-founder of Harm Reduction Australia. Now, Gino, so many people are petrified of the idea of pill testing. So explain, what is this and why do you think people are so scared about it?
Morning, Ash. We've already run a trial of pill testing at a festival in Canberra earlier this year. And what we do is we actually get people who are going to take any pills or any other drugs at the festival to actually just pause, come and see us and our team, and we'll test what they're going to take. We'll give them an analysis of what actually is contained within what they've bought and what the likely effects of that. It also gives us an opportunity to interact with people and talk to them about what to do if there's a problem. And the reality is that in what we found in Canberra, and this is replicated in a number of pill testing sites around the world, is that, you know, almost half the people, what they bought and what they actually have are very different. And so they reconsider what they're going to do.
Okay, so cancelling the festival altogether, do you agree or not agree with that then? Is it necessary?
Oh, look, that's just not a realistic solution. I mean, people are going to, what, you're going to shut the music industry down, the festivals all around the country down because people have taken drugs. That's like saying you're going to shut down every pub because people get drunk in pubs and have problems. You know, like it's just, you know, prohibition of alcohol didn't work and people know it doesn't work. Prohibition of drug use is not working, and nor is prohibition of music festivals going to work.
I'm looking at another incident, Gino Van Vumbuka from Harm Reduction Australia. The Telegraph reporting today that two 17-year-old girls were attempting to smuggle 120 capsules into the event inside their bodies. Well, that's pretty alarming as well. So what would testing of, you know, drugs do? That's not going to help that situation, though, is it?
Not really, no. No. Pill testing is not a panacea. It's not going to solve every problem we have with drug use at festivals or in society. But what we're trying to do is actually reduce the risk or the likelihood that people will come to harm. We do a lot of work as well. Like a part of, you know, people who support us are family drug support and families who actually have lost their kids to drug use. You can't go back from that. You know, the grief they have, you know, is ongoing. You know, in those two cases now, they've got another person on life support. They're surrounded by family who have lost their kid. And if you ask anybody, any family about their kids going to a festival, I've got kids who go to festivals. I don't want them to take drugs. I don't want them to get that sort of harm either. So what we're offering is an opportunity where we'll reduce the likelihood of that happening, of that tragic outcome happening. Look, I understand where people come from and where the Premier is coming from. I understand that's a reaction people have. Don't take drugs. We'll shut festivals down, won't do it. But it won't stop people taking drugs. It won't stop people, you know, going underground with their festivals and having other ways to experience that.
I remember when I was growing up, you used to have to ring a 0055 number to find out where an event was taking place because it wasn't allowed to be on.
Really?
And, it was the Wild West. All right, Gino Van Vumbuka from Harm Reduction Australia, thank you for your time today. Great point to remember that the two families who have very sadly lost their young person in their family.
He's right in the sense that kids are going to continue to do this. We can turn a blind eye and pretend it's not happening and just say, shut it down. And then the less we see it in the news, the less we see it on our doorstep, it is always going to happen. So let's make it safe. And like Gino just said, the opportunity for these people to pause and actually talk to someone about what they're going to do and try to make more informed decisions, I think is a more realistic outcome.
7:21, Today FM. So, on 13:10:60, what have you found in your food as this crisis with strawberries deepens? Grant, Daniel, it's a bit scary, actually. They're finding needles everywhere.
It stresses me out because our family are massive consumers of strawberries and our kids love them. And what kind of sick unit starts putting needles into strawberries? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Nature's lolly, isn't it?
Oh, my God. They're just so good. And obviously, it's been a massive bumper crop, too. So, like, record amounts of strawberries at discount prices. So, because they're all coming off the shelves, that whole industry is going to fall in a heap
So what's happened there, Ash, what started out as a fairly normal bit about his kids liking strawberries is he had to somehow segue into fake farmer Grant.
Fake weatherman Grant, farmer Grant.
So what have you found in your food? Everyone get ready. Sophie from Reevesby, what did you find in your food?
I found a
Band-Aid and my pizza.
Now, whereabouts on the pizza was it?
In the middle.
And how much of the pizza had you already eaten?
I just had my first bite.
And what did you do?
Oh, no.
I freaked out.
Was it one of those really fluorescent Band-Aids that people in the hospo industry wear?
No, or was it a normal one?
Okay, it was a blue one.
It was a blue one, which is what you're meant to wear in kitchens.
Why don't you just eat around it? Like just,
no,
just keep going and just leave that last little bit like a little Band-Aid island.
Thank you, Sophie. Here's Kathy from Hunters Hill. Kathy, what did you find in your food?
Oh, I found a cigarette butt in my bread roll.
Uncool.
Now, had it been smoked, the cigarette?
Yes, it was smoked, and I had was chewing on it, and I just didn't know what it was, and I pulled it out, and it was a cigarette butt.
What flavour was the roll that you were having?
I had filled it with, like, my own thing, ham, cheese, it was such a plain bread roll, and I filled it with something baked
in it. Was it your own sausage? Was it your own cigarette then, Kathy? Had you just smoked a fag, accidentally dropped it in your sandwich and then eaten it?
No, it was baked in the bread roll.
Baked into the bread roll.
Yes.
Just the, it's how people getting addicted to bread. That's what happens. They start to put nicotine in it. Maddie's from Penrith. Maddie, what'd you find in your food?
Hey, I had a cockroach in my seafood platter. But get this, when I called the waiter over, he just took away the cockroach. He didn't even replace my platter or anything.
Just picked it out and said, enjoy the rest.
Exactly.
Once I was at a Sydney bar, it's now closed down in the CBD, and it was like eight of us. We thought YOLO ordered all this food and drinks, and then we found one cockroach in our nachos. So they gave us literally $500 worth of food for free, and we just thought this is the best thing that's ever happened.
No wonder it's closed down.
Yeah,
no wonder you brought your own cockroach.
We did that at when I was at school, we used to do that at a popular burger restaurant in Bondi Junction.
Really?
Excuse me, there's a hair in my Big Mac. I'll need another one.
Did that work?
Oh, did you?
Every Wednesday, the soccer team did it. Good fun. Stephanie, don't do that, kids. It works though. Stephanie from Mittagong, what did you find in your food?
I found a dead mouse.
not the DJ.
I bought a piece of regular chicken from a massive food chain, and I had already eaten chicken leg.
No.
Yeah, I had a chicken leg, and then I went to eat one of the rib pieces, and as I opened it up, there was a little fried mouse.
Yeah. excuse me, sir, my nuggets are squeaking. So you win/lose, Stephanie. Everyone we've spoken to, Cinebuzz members get $25 gold price tickets at Event Cinemas. Book at eventcinemas.com.au. Conditions apply. You've all got a double faster gold class. Well played. Just for eating the heads off mice without knowing it. Well played.
Get extra giggles when you download and subscribe to the podcast of Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now. Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound?
What's that?
Oh, yes, at 8 o'clock on the dot, it is $55,000. This is the sound. Let's get straight to it. Here's Rod from Picton. Rod, what do you think it is?
Oh, I think it's opening a double deadlock door.
Hear it. No, Roddy, it's not that, buddy.
It's not that?
Nah, it's not. But,
I love the way Rod said a double deadlock door.
Yeah, I did like that, actually, the alliteration of it.
Yeah.
Lisa's from Cronulla. Lisa, what do you think it is?
I think it's when you release a coffee pod from one of those home coffee machines when you lift the lever and it dropped in.
That's amazing. Let's have a go.
That's
a good guess.
That's exactly what it sounds like, Lisa.
But that's not an official response. That's just Lundo having fun.
like, similar to.
No. Sorry, Lisa, no.
Okay, thank you.
Ooh, thank you for not swearing. Franca from... Franca, lovely first name. Franca from Croydon Park, what do you believe the secret sound to be?
I think it is a huge piece of wood dropping from a few metres high.
Let's hear it.
And the wood's hollow.
nice touch.
That is so specific, Franca.
Nice touch.
It's incorrect, but I enjoy the specificity of it. But everyone we've spoken to is going to get themselves, you're not going away empty-handed. double pass to Gold Class at Event Cinemas. Because tonight's awesome. Cinebuzz awesome.
See Crazy Rich Asians. I saw it. Oh, God, it was good.
Can we talk about that tomorrow? Because you are now possibly the 10th person to tell me how good it is. Let's hold that. I want to hear a review of that tomorrow.
Mouth is zipped.
Hit it off, Benny. Let's hear some of this.
The next artist to hit the world-famous rooftop, Cavalier.
Yeah.
It's the Black Eyed Bloody Peas.
What?
Yes!
This is huge. We've had Katy Perry, we've had Ed Sheeran, we've had the Biebs, and now the Black Eyed Peas are coming to Australia. This is an intimate live performance, and we want the people of Sydney to be there, so we're going to be flying them in. You'll be metres, maybe 1 metre from Will I Am.
Yeah.
This feels like the soundtrack of my life because they've been kicking it since 2003. And in fact, even at the airport yesterday, my girls were singing My Lumps, My Lovely Lady Lumps.
Oh, that's
much
weird.
To the horror of the elderly people beside us.
Oh, that's exciting for them. Now, Big Love is the new single from the Black Eyed Peas, upcoming album, Masters of the Sun, album out October 12. I hear you ask, how on earth do I get involved? Okie doke. Now, before 9 o'clock, we're just going to put the call out on 131060. Just call it. You get yourself on the standby list and then you could be going. We're going to fly into Melbourne, accommodation, and you are you Black Eyed Peas, close.
You'll be best friends with Will I Am.
Before you know it.
You'll be flying out to LA to appear in his new music video, probably.
Or you'll probably end up doing what they did on The Voice, where they went to LA thinking that they were going into a recording studio, and instead they got to meet his electronic toilet that spoke.
That's sick.
My favourite.
Before 9 o'clock, your chance to get on the standby list. So keep listening to find out how to get involved.
Here are the Black Eyed Peas with I Got a Feeling. Up next, Grant Denyer, you've been on the Gold Coast, but you've got an issue with one of Australia's finest theme parks.
Yeah, germaphobes shouldn't go, guys. The signs that I saw at the entrance make me want to have a bath in hand sanitizer.
It's 12 past 8. Grant Denyer.
Oh, theme parks, how good are they?
The best.
Favourite part of my childhood.
Absolutely.
Our kids were pumped to go to Wet n Wild at the weekend on the Goldie, visiting family. So we did.
Were
just
they pumped
lesson.
To see the family, or were they pumped to go to the theme parks?
Yeah, theme parks more than family. You want to sit around and have a barbecue with Auntie Dawn and be bored to tears. Gosh. It's all about the parks.
Yeah, man.
As a germaphobe, though, don't go.
So, London, you have to know this about Grant. Grant is a germaphobe, and the problem with that is that he travels so much, so he's always being forced into situations, airports, hotels, these sorts of things. So he's always conflicted. All right.
So do you normally travel with antibacterial gel?
Oh, of course I do. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I take it. I use it in the hotel room. I use it all the time. I don't touch doors. I ghost people in and out of airport toilets instead of having to open the door,
Which is not weird.
Yeah. Not weird when you're in the same cubicle waiting.
You know what is weird? Check out this for the sign waiting for us at arrival at Wet n Wild on the Gold Coast. The sign, just where you pay your money to go in, where the big queues were, with this. Please wash your bottom before swimming.
No.
And don't swim with diarrhea.
No.
Now, these were gigantic signs at each booth on the way in. So it gives you a taste.
I don't want a taste of either.
And then I'm thinking,
last thing I want is a taste.
Is how do you wash your bottom before swimming? I'm imagining like people just backing up to the nearest bubbler.
Don't.
Somewhere around the park.
That's on you, man. That's on you.
Having a wash.
They do need to be supplying bidets. If they're going to ask you to wash your bottom, give me a bidet to wash my
bottom. That was an official instruction on behalf of the park leading in. And then don't swim with diarrhea. Because I'd imagine two-thirds of the country will go down because every school holidays, most of the nation goes to the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Everyone could go back with a diarrhea bug. But then became the biggest challenge. I need to go to the toilet. So now everyone's just running around bare feet, going from pool to water slide to pool to water slide.
Okay.
Now I've got to go into a public toilet with no shoes on.
Yeah.
With the biggest question is, am I standing in someone's dripping water from their shorts?
No.
Or am I now standing in urine?
Do
you know how that hard that is for me?
Can't it be just a little bit of both? Like, it is called Wet n Wild. Just get wild.
The chlorine would kill the germs anyway. Isn't that what it's there for?
You would hope so. But the piece de resistance was I'm standing in the queue, the kids are having a good time, and someone goes, having a bit of a break, are we? And I was like, as a matter of fact, I am. Yeah, just here with the gang. Having a bit of a break from the horses, they followed it up with. And I was like, horses? What are you talking about? Oh, maybe the V8 supercars are on this weekend at Sandown. Maybe they're talking about horsepower. And then she says before she goes down the slide, good luck in the spring carnival.
It's a jockey.
She thought I was a jockey. How terrible a day could it get?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Darling, germs everywhere and then offended by an old bird.
Say hello to Maccabi Diva for me.
Oh, darling. You've made it back in one piece. You're father of the year. Did the girls have a good time? Because that's all that matters, right?
They loved it, mate. They absolutely loved it. The GC is the place to be for kids. God, it's good fun.
See, that's what he does too. Whenever he's had a go, something has to spin back around because he's hoping for a sponsorship.
Sorry, I've got to go. I've got diarrhea. I need to go to the toilet. Oh,
God.
Joining us now is she is on. Have you been paying attention with my very good self tonight? Your Channel 10.
With my very good self?
Yeah.
You say my very good friend or my very good colleague. You don't self my very good.
Yeah, right. Okay. So with my very good friend. No, I'm on with my very good friend, Fifi Box. Yay.
Oh, guys. Hello, Sydney.
Do you know? All right. So what, but my good self is like a. Isn't that like an old phrase to...
No, you say your good self.
Oh, it's your good self.
So you were speaking
direct it to someone
person.
Else.
Yes,
oh, exactly. To someone else. So I'm very good. That's
my
what I'm
good
saying.
Self.
Yeah, my good self.
Yes.
Thank you. No, Fee's right. My good self.
I mean, it's arrogant, no, but you can say it. You can say it.
Now, Fifi Box, you have a record that people don't know about.
When I know about it?
Oh, you're about to find out. When Fifi Box, if you want a TV show to get up, Grant Denyer and Ash London, what you do is you have Fifi Box in the pilot.
Yeah.
Because here comes her track record. Pilot of Thank God You're Here. Yes. Booyah. Went on.
Hit.
Did well. Pilot of Have Been Paying Attention. Who was there? Young Fifi Box. Bang. On it went. This is true, is it not?
It is very true, but you're also failing to mention on both of those pilots was his good self, Ed Cavalier.
I didn't mention him. Hang on. Can I throw a spanner in the works? Because you and I made a massive pilot once, Fee.
We
made a Saturday night kind of rip-off show that was a huge variety show that was a lot of fun, but it never got up.
You're right, actually. Grant's actually just brought your whole thing.
Hang on,
undone.
But no, that wasn't our fault, though, because...
So what was the show? So people won't know about this. So it was like a Saturday
what
night...
What was it called, Grant? I can't remember.
It's called
remember.
Saturday
was
Night's
called,
All Right.
Hey, it's Saturday?
Oh, that's right.
I can't remember the pilot on that. It's not
it was called Saturday Night's All Right. And what was it about, right. Grant Denyer?
I remember we recreated a scene from a music video called OK Go, where they use all the treadmills,
yes.
Which was hilarious.
To make Ed understand it, maybe it was Grant was Daryl and I was Jackie.
Love it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, love it. Right.
I was his Jackie. It was hilarious. It was. Do you know what, Grant? My dad still got the VHS. I think.
That's wonderful.
Because he did get it out a few years ago, and I nearly died.
Wow, just to show people.
Yeah,
what they
should get
be doing.
That out.
Which well,
should
get giving shows to everybody.
We should shop that around now.
Yes, now's the time.
Got up. The only reason it didn't get up was because it was at the same time that Daryl Summers was starting the plan to bring back Hey Hey It's Saturday, and Channel 7 was about to go first, and they went, "Oh, we're not so sure. Let's let Daryl go first." And that's when we went, "Nah, big mistake. Now we're done."
Yeah, and then that show got cancelled after 1 week, and our show never got up, Grant.
Absolutely right. Well, why don't we bring it back? I'm thinking.
Are you feeling on my iPhone?
Let's move it to Love Island, right? Everyone's in the nude.
Is there,
on an island. Well, mate, is there a way we can get some dating in there? If we can get some dating in there, then we're good.
We'll get Norm from the block on there. We know he has a crush on Fifi. Fifi's his hall pass.
Yeah,
Normie.
That was rich. Do you know what? See, I haven't got into the block this. I can only commit full time to one reality show a season. So I'm Bachelor. I'm Honey Badgered all the way.
Yeah.
Even though. It's I didn't like the Mean Girls, but it's quite boring now they've gone.
It's so true.
I mean, I'm just calling that.
It's so true. We were talking about this a little while ago. I've never seen a group of girls less interested in a Bachelor.
I'm genuinely fascinated in how this ends.
Yeah,
I agree.
He's either going to say, I'm not interested in anyone, or the girl he picks is going to go, I'm not interested in you. There's definitely, he's way too quiet on social media.
Yes.
He's off in the bush somewhere.
Yes.
Something is up.
What would you prefer? Him to... The girl to reject him or him to say there's no girl for me?
All the girls.
Both girls reject him.
Both girls on the finale, both girls, no thanks. And he has to walk off hand in hand with Osha. That is my dream. All right, Boxy, tonight, 8:30, Channel 10. Can't wait. See you on Have You Been Paying Attention.
And by the way, I'm being nice to you now, but tonight we're rivals.
Oh, you're gone.
Game on.
Yeah, here we go.
The wonderful Ash London is here with us as well. And Alondo, you've had a fail.
Yeah, look, I didn't want to admit it was a fail because I'm that kind of gal. This weekend we had a wedding on the South Coast, so around kind of like Berry, Nowra area. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Yeah.
And my husband said to me weeks and weeks ago, Ash, you usually take care of the travel, the bookings, that's your thing. I said, I got this, babe, I got this. I got this because my friend's wedding and he doesn't know anyone. So I wanted to make it a really nice weekend for him, you know. So go to Airbnb and find some nice. I didn't want it to be too expensive because, you know, me, I'm trying to save the money.
I
booked something. It's a nice little cottage. Don't think about it again.
Divine.
Because I love Airbnb. I love a cottage. So it's the week of the day before, I should say. And I said, he says, "Are we organized? You've got the Airbnb organized." I'm like, "Yeah, no, I remember, vaguely remember that I booked something late at night once after the night show, 11 o'clock. I booked something." And I check in. Yep, got the cottage. We get into the car, we're driving, I put the address in, and we keep passing these beautiful little quaint country towns. I'm thinking, I am ready. Yeah, I'm ready for the cottage, you know. Yeah. There's probably going to be some chooks outside.
Oh, good. Open fireplace.
We finally get to this little town, and we're in what I can only describe as like a little Metricon village. I'm like, okay, well, maybe our quaint little country cottage is through Metricon on the outskirts, like, and the bushland at the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we pull into like a block of units. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just checking there, just like on the sly on my phone, checking the Airbnb address. Yep, this is definitely it. And we're at unit 7. Okay, so we're getting out of the car. And
cottage 7, I think you're at.
Had I been alone, I would have just turned around, got back into the car and driven to the nearest quest or something. But I was with my husband, and it was my job to maintain the illusion of I'm fine. This is exactly what I envisioned.
I got you.
Oh, good.
We've got a private cottage. And Adrian looks at me and says, are we staying at someone's house? I said, no. And she lives there, but it's a separate area. Like, she'll have a granny flat at the back or something.
So
we're wheeling our little baggage into this tiny little door, and I'm inside. I'm thinking, you've stuffed this, Lando.
Run.
This lovely lady opens the door into this tiny unit, and I realize that I've just booked the spare room. It's literally, we're sharing a bathroom, toilet, kitchen, we're even sharing a wall.
Romantic.
Yeah, we got into the room and I'm trying to find the positives. I'm lying on the bed. Oh, this is a really comfortable bed and it's a nice spacious shared bathroom, and Adrian will not even unpack his bag. He's his arms crossed staring at me.
Fail.
And I kept it going. I kept the illusion that I was happy until we got home that night, and the snoring coming from her room was so loud.
Beautiful.
That we
mesmerizing.
Just lay in bed and just burst out laughing.
Fail. That is it. Well, you've admitted it. That's fair. So if you've ever been the person who's in charge of the arrangements
of anything, school stuff, travel stuff, general life, restaurants.
If you're willing to admit a fail on 131060, then we're going to put you straight on the standby list for your chance to see the Black Eyed Peas perform on the world famous rooftop in Melbourne.
Yeah, 131060.
Yep.
You're a wife, a parent, a partner. When did you fail and not really want to admit it?
Great work. Admit your fail, see the Black Eyed Peas. When did you have a fail? You had to do all of the organisation and you failed it.
Yeah, I did it on the weekend. I was very excited for our cottage down at the South Coast. Turned out we were sharing a unit with a lady we like to call Big Bad Barb, who snored all night. I didn't want to even admit it. I was just finding the positives. Shondell, what a name in St. Mary's. Did I say it right, babes?
You did, actually. You did really well.
Shondell. You got to say it with a bit of attitude there. Shondell. What was
you're
your fail?
You're with the right inflection. It's French. Good job.
You're welcome.
Oh, we win. Now, what was the fail, Shondell?
Oh, I was set to book a night up at the Hunter Valley. I booked a night. I thought, it's nice and close to the airport. It's good. No worries. It turned up there. It looked like something from Wolf Creek. It was always giant. That's a block, toilet block looking thing.
I was like,
it's fine. It's only one night. We got in there, guy in the unit next to us sort of looked at us and went, hey, how's it going?
We walked in.
I was like, we're not staying here. I'm done. I went up and told the lady there was a rat in the room. She was like, oh, yeah, we have had a bit of a rat problem.
So you forked out cash to stay somewhere else, but you thought it was better than staying at the dodgy place.
Right, the rat place. Thank you, Shondell. You are on the standby list to go and see the Black Eyed Peas at the world-famous rooftop in Melbourne, so congratulations. Maria from Campbelltown. You had a fail, Maria. What did you try and organise?
Oh, yes, I did. It was a pretty big one. My husband's a huge heavy metal fan and a bit old school as well. So it was about 10 years ago and I was pregnant with our first child. And I thought, oh, you know, I'll surprise him and I'll book a night out to an Iron Maiden concert.
Wonderful.
Heaven.
So I thought, I hate heavy metal. So I was a trooper going, had earplugs and all ready.
And then I could, I'll surprise him even more and I'll book a hotel and we'll stay the night. Oof, and
beautiful.
So we do all that. And then the date that the weekend comes up, he feels like he passed in Jamaica, so I'm hobbling to the venue. Yep. We didn't want to get the car scratched, of course. So we get there and all these little teeny boppers are hanging around and we thought, it's a bit strange. There's all these little girls running around. So, oh, well, it doesn't matter. So we got scan our ticket and the red light's flashing.
Oh, no.
And the lady comes up to us and she says, your ticket's not working. Let me help you out there. So she had a look at the ticket and apparently we turned up to the wrong concert. We're at Hannah Montana.
And I made him a
performing the following week. Sat there and rubbed my belly and just thought, okay, well, I've got baby brain and I'm going to get away with this one. So I did. So we walked back to the car and with my head down low and we turned up to the concert the following week. And we ended up having a good time, but I had my earplugs in and I fell asleep during the concert, but
he might have really liked a bit of Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana. Yeah. You never know; it sounds just like Iron Maiden.
Big crossover audience between Hannah Montana and Iron Maiden. Well done, Maria! You've got yourself standby tickets to go to see the Black Eyed Peas. We'll double check the date with you. Trust me, we'll make sure you're there on the right day.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli was whisked into your ears by Student Flights, where you can book now and pay later. Plan ahead and book your 2019 European summer holiday in store or call 131 669.